And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. The UL Lafayette Center for Gifted Education is offering two summer programs, the Summer Enrichment Program, which is for students in pre-K through grade 6, and the Summer Scholars Residential and Commuter Program for students in grade 7 through 9. For more information, you can visit the Center for Gifted Education at coe.louisiana.edu or call them on the UL Lafayette campus. Vermilionville is offering a cultural immersion summer camp. There are three sessions. The final one is en français. For more information, you can stop by vermilionville.org or call Jolie Johnson at Vermilionville. The Acadiana Center for the Arts has their Creativity at the Center summer art camps, quite a range of camps, teaching drawing, painting, creativity, and music. You can contact the ACA for more about that. There's a Welsh Tennis Association being formed for young people and adults. If you would be interested in having your young people participate or yourself, you can contact the Welsh Tennis at gmail.com. The Lafayette Science Museum has a number of activities for children this summer. For information on those or their exhibits, their website is lafayettesciencemuseum.org. The Cajun French Music Association in Eunice is offering lessons to youth, young people and adults at the Prairie Acadian Cultural Center. For more information, their number is 457-8499 in Eunice. And of course, at Vermilionville, Louisiana Folk Roots is offering their sixth annual Cajun and Creole Summer Camp for Kids. For information, their website is lafolkroots.org, or you can call at 234-8360. The camp runs June 24th through the 28th. And the Acadiana Symphony Orchestra has a number of camps for children. Piano camp, visual arts camp. There's this traveling camp that they have. So quite a number of activities. The Acadiana Symphony Orchestra's website is acadianasymphony.org. Cité des Arts has a number of camps, including making dances. Also, Jim Phillips is leading They're Gonna Put You in the Movies summer camp at Cité des Arts. And Cité des Arts and Hobgoblin Hill Puppets is offering camps in puppetry. And that will be run by Alice Wallace of Hobgoblin Hill Puppets at Cité des Arts. And, of course, the Camp Bon Coeur, which has been held for the past 29 years, is accepting applications now for young campers with heart problems. You can call the camp office or visit their website. That's Camp Bon Coeur. Lafayette Ballet Theater is offering its summer camps, creative movement camps for young people, instructed by Mitzi Heath. Visit their website or give them a call for more information. The Children's Museum of Acadiana is teaching, among others, the ham camp. If your child would like to learn to be a ham radio operator, they can take this camp. You can find out more by calling the Children's Museum or visiting their website. And the University of Louisiana Lafayette's Veterans Upward Bound program is opening classes now for eligible military veterans. They are offering classes in English, math, science, French, Spanish, computer literacy, and internet courses. That will be offered through the Veterans Upward Bound program here at UL Lafayette. If you'd like to find out if you're eligible, you can call their office on campus. And all area Creole and French speakers are invited to participate in the Festival des Menteurs, Venteurs et Conteurs in Arneville this Wednesday and Thursday. Students will be in the area documenting stories of the region. They will be at Nunu's Arts and Culture Collective between 2 and 5 p.m. That's in Arneville. On Thursday evening, Nunu's will host Une scène ouverte, an all-French-language open mic, starting at 7:30. And the French-speaking public is invited to a special En Français edition of Nunu's Potluck this Friday, May 24th. All of these are free and open to everyone. Downtown Alive continues this spring with a performance by Sassafras Jubilee in Parc Sans Souci this Friday. Music starts at around 6. And this is the final weekend to see In His Grace, an original musical comedy written by Jane Martin Biadeau and John Verley Richard. The musical will be performed Friday and Saturday at 7:30 and Sunday at 2 o'clock. Tickets are available by calling Cité des Arts or going to their website. Again, the final weekend, so probably a good idea to reserve tickets. The Cajuns for Bayou Teche will hold another Bayou Teche cleanup this Saturday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. They are meeting at the Leonville Boat Launch this Saturday, May 25th. For more information, you can contact Blake Cuvillon. He's asking for volunteers. You can bring gloves, canoes, and kayaks are encouraged as well. Garbage bags will be provided. This coming Saturday, the New Moon Review at the Blue Moon Saloon will take place starting at 9 o'clock on Saturday. Performances by local talents, including Danny DeVillier, Megan Brown, Tommy Shreve, KRVS's James Hebert, Jesse Lalonde, and Andrew Toops, along with many others. That's this Saturday, May 25th at the Blue Moon. The Lafayette Concert Band will hold their annual Memorial Day concert this coming Sunday. It's free and open to everyone at the East Bayou Baptist Church, 3:30 in the afternoon in Lafayette. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, please stop by our website, which is krvs.org, clicking on the schedule button. If you'd like to podcast any programs you missed or would just like to hear them again, search for the program, locally produced program that you'd like to hear, and there you can listen to archived shows or download for listening to later on. And of course, you can support KRVS at our website as well. Stay tuned to KRVS this afternoon and evening. We are with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 to 6. From 6 to 7, Terry Gross hosts Fresh Air. At 7 o'clock, we join From the Top, hosted by Chris O'Reilly. And at 8, we begin our evening of locally produced jazz, beginning with John Green's Night Train Jazz from 8 to 10 and Djalma Garnier's Passport to Modern Jazz from 10 until midnight. In just a moment, we join NPR's All Things Considered.